It's Helping Hand, our weekly feature here on HPR One Station, statewide, member-supported Hawaii Public Radio, and also online at hawaiipublicradio.org. We have a growing archive of our features that we do on Helping Hand. These are done in the name of trying to help out folks who are doing organizations, events, subjects, topics that relate to people in the community who need assistance, the disabled, or other folks who are facing extraordinary needs, I like to think of it as. Aloha, I'm Dave Lawrence, and this week, a returning guest, Hugs, coming back on the program, Help Understanding and Group Support, volunteers trying to address issues families with seriously ill children face. And as I said, we've heard from them before, but they're participating in the Sony Open's Friends of Hawaii's charity, Friends of Hawaii Charities. And we're going to learn how that helps them and more about that in general, a way to help out other nonprofits too, as they try to raise support for their efforts. And we'll hear about end of year giving and the impact that community giving has had on Hugs and Hugs programs in particular. We welcome back our guest, the executive director, Joan Nagua. Joan, aloha, mahalo. Thank you for taking some time for us.
Aloha. Thank you for having me back on your show.
You are welcome. Glad that you are here. And what are some of the things happening that over the last stretch of time, I guess, you could think of it as since you were last here, that you can share with us?
Well, you know, children are diagnosed almost every week of having a life-threatening disease. And since we were last on your show, you know, there's a number of more families who we've engaged and have engaged us at Hugs. And as we're approaching the holidays, we're busy trying to create some joy during some very difficult times for these families.
So you can't really pick when it's going to be needs. Just this kind of the needs of life don't come at certain times, huh? So you sort of need to be prepared for.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that Hugs does that is unique to Hugs is providing ongoing, year-round support activities and connecting newly diagnosed families with existing families to help build the peer support and bring joy to their families during some very hard times. Usually from the point of diagnosis, we meet the kids in the hospital, and we are engaging the families throughout their whole treatment process and even beyond, which lasts actually several years or more.
And so for folks who have someone in their life, maybe they're thinking, I wonder how this could help out so-and-so, or give a couple examples of like, well, here are some tangible ways that, you know, we're plugging in resources for folks.
Yeah, you know, I guess I'll tell you a story about a particular family. This is a young couple with two children, and their oldest daughter was diagnosed with a rare form of cancer when she was about two. And being a young couple with limited resources, just starting out in life, they were pretty devastated and not knowing what to do. They had a lot of family around them, certainly. But really, you know, families keep telling us they appreciate it and they support the family and friends that they have, but they truly do not understand and have the kind of impact on their lives by the support that is given by other families who are experiencing the same thing. Right. And so we visited this little girl in the hospital. She was there for quite a long, initially for several weeks, met her every week in the hospital, and gave maybe mom and dad a little bit time out to get some fresh air, to take care of some errands. Well, we stayed with her and played with her with the toys from our laughter wagon that we bring into three hospitals, Tripler, Kapiolani, and Kaiser, every week. And when she was discharged, of course, she had, you know, weekly doctor's treatments and monthly checkups and such. And the family, you know, we have a family night every month, and it's an opportunity for them to meet other families who perhaps might be in similar situations.
It's like a networking sort of event.
It's a networking, peer-to-peer support. And so we have that. We have mom's and dad's nights. So mom started coming to our mom's nights, and it was just a time for her to be with other moms and do something fun and take a break from all the stress and the regular household chores, the other kids, all of that. Dad, the same. You know, he got to meet other dads and talk about sports and just take their mind off what was going on.
So that
in the family.
Family took advantage of all that.
Yeah. And we also have respite nights. So this little girl and her little brother come to our Hugs house in Kaimakee, and mom and dad have their little time out for themselves. And the kids have so much fun because they all know that other kids are just like them, you know, who have something going on in their life. They're all sick. When she was going through chemotherapy and she had lost all her hair, nobody stared at them. Nobody asked, how come you have no hair? You know, so it really became a safe place for them where the kids could, you know, run around, play in our playground and have a good time. So as the treatment has gone on, she was declared to be in remission. And her last checkup, she was running a little infection. So they automatically, very unexpectedly, had to go back in the hospital again for another 4 days. And that's typical of the journey of many of our families who think that they're okay and they're having a good time, and then all of a sudden a setback and back in again. And so this family, you know, through the course of this journey that they've been on, financially they've been having a hard time.
Because, right, you get pushed to the wall.
You know, the medical bills keep growing, and they really, the strength that they have to try and create a fun family, nice family life for their family during all of this is really, really, you know, I look at it in awe about how they just get through it day by day. And that's literally what mom told me one day, that we try to get through it every day. So when their financial issues came up, you know, we gave them a food basket to meet, you know, after paying rent, there wasn't much left. So we have a little pantry. We have given, you know, them other kinds of support, thanks to the community who's donated anything from food baskets to Christmas toys.
Toys for the food, to the laughter wagon as well.
Toys to the laughter wagon throughout the year. Now during Christmas time, they are, you know, giving us toys to deliver to the kids in the hospital. And so thanks to the community, it's really the community that has helped this one particular family and this one little girl manage her journey through her illness.
It's a great illustration of a lot of points. Certainly people who are facing critical, you know, what a critical thing is like when someone in your life has real healthcare problems, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very much so.
I mean, that's the ball game, and it's a lot of the same thing. And it's, you know, these are people facing very special needs because it's, and a lot of them, as you also, the story illustrates, yeah, the future, is as it is for everyone, is uncertain. But certainly once you've already been through something really dramatic like that and you've made it through it, it can be traumatic if more of that awaits, is what I guess I'm pointing out. And to me, that's what the story illustrates to me, is, you know, it shows that these kind of situations just are really, can be a lifetime event and be very traumatic. And I like the fact that I can see how when you go through things like, maybe you lost someone in your life, your dad, let's say, or maybe you lost your job, and then a friend of yours or someone you know has also been in that situation. Sometimes you feel like an extra kinship, I don't know why it would be, towards them, and I guess that's the same kind of feeling but it goes beyond that because it's also, and I guess it's the same thing, it's a resource. It's not just kinship, they're a resource because they can provide that compassion or support to you because, as you pointed out, they know what you're going through. And as your example pointed out, a well-meaning family is cool, but it's also someone else who knows what that exact situation is like with the fact, you know, it's different because it's a different family member going through that. You know, that's your kid. You know, it's like when you lost your mom, you know, and it's like it's somebody else's grandmom. It's not the same person to them, you know. So for another family going through that, losing, you know, having their child face that, they could really see. And I get it, how they could provide support,
Unique support. And, you know, it's those little questions that, you know, whenever you're faced with an unknown situation, it's those little questions that other people who've been there can answer. you know, like, oh, how did your daughter or your son get impacted by this test that my daughter or son have to go through?
Right. Who do we call for this? You know,
yeah.
Right. A lot of little things like that become. Mm-hmm. So that's great that you provide that. And you do it in a bunch of different ways, too. Huh? So it's like the moms, the dads. There's another one that was monthly. What was the other one?
Siblings,
but one that you had already mentioned besides the moms.
The respite care and our hospital visits.
And the very first one, something I thought you had said, that was a monthly one. So there's moms and dads.
And our family dinners.
And the family dinners, right, and that's monthly.
Yes.
Wow, monthly. They're doing all different weeks, so the place, you're always busy with stuff.
We're always busy with stuff. You know, the uniqueness of Hugs is that we try to serve every single member of the family, as well as the family as a whole, because every single member of the family is impacted by this condition in a different way. You know, we have programs for siblings, because siblings sometimes don't understand what's going on, have to spend hours on end in the hospital.
It's hard to figure that stuff out. When you're a kid, it's hard to figure out illness. It really is. It can strike you as odd. It's great when you talked about the inclusion factor for kids not being stared at when they're facing, you know, extraordinary medical conditions. Kids, it's hard to figure that stuff out, huh? I mean, even when you're the one close up to it, you know, you don't know if you're the brother or sister of that person, how to react, you know? I mean, there's a lot of things
and a lot of unexpressed sometimes fears. You know, oh, do I have that too?
Yeah, right.
You know,
you're not matured enough. I mean, it's like it's, you're seeing it at a really weird point. I'm trying to dig on that. That's something.
And sometimes how the kids translate these concerns and they don't express it is in behavior. And so sometimes, you know, some of the siblings might be a little bit more,
detached.
A little bit more detached, or they might be a little bit more risky because they're not comfortable in being allowed to express
all
what their feelings are.
All kinds of stuff could change in their life as a result. You're not kidding. I mean, the kinds of impacts that it could have on all.
Yeah.
And it could drive families. I was also going to say, I think these programs, it's not all that. Some families, Hawaii is different. But, you know, I can't speak. I'm no expert on how families work. But some families aren't as close as others. I think that giving a lot of different options, a lot of ways like you guys have for people to plug into the program, at least does give more of a chance for people to stay connected during really difficult times like that. And I like the way the siblings can learn something, moms, dads, families. There's all these different ways, and hopefully that can play a role, you know, in keeping folks together. Because it's often, you know, that's kind of like health, I guess. The health of a family, how it goes on through life. It doesn't stay the same, right? I mean, you're close at one point, you're celebrating holidays, all these people are coming in from out of town, and then what happened to that?
Yeah, and you know, it's really one of our goals to support the family and find ways to create supports for the family in the community so that they can be stronger and they can be intact, and that every person in that family will be bonded to each other, because as a family, they also need that support. You know, sometimes there's a lot of disruption and different
All kinds of disruption
impacts to the family. And so our goal is to create opportunities so that each member of the family is supported, and together they can support each other.
It's a big deal when somebody in the family suddenly has to use a wheelchair to get around.
Mm-hmm. Very much so. And you know, they go in the community and they get stared at. They get, you know, asked questions. Some people are not
as sensitive,
as discreet as others.
And that happens. Somebody's like, oh, I wish I had a little motorized thing like that.
Yeah.
And someone said, people have to endure that.
Yeah.
And think, wow, you know, I have to, you know, how do you respectfully respond to someone who says something like that to you, which feels so ignorant when you're a disabled person, you know, who needs that device and would put it away in a heartbeat, you know.
Sure. And what we do in Hugs is creating those safe places where, you know, everybody's in the same boat. So there's no questions about that. There's no stares. There's no, you know, it's just acceptance.
Yeah, the way it should be everywhere, huh?
Yeah.
Shame we got to have it like a special place like that for that. Sony Open Friends of Hawaii Charities.
Yeah, you know, we are very fortunate to be a participant in the Friends of Hawaii Charities, which actually the Sony Open, in partnership with Sony Open, provides millions of dollars in grants to the community. And one of the things that special things that they're doing just prior to the Sony Open is a special program called Aloha for Hawaii's Charities. It's an online donation program that you could select a nonprofit of your choice to make a contribution. And the Friends of Hawaii Charities will provide a matching contribution. And it's a great way for an organization like HUGS to be able to get more funds in order to support our families throughout the year.
And we talked about how you really do have needs that go on throughout the year with all these different things. And this is a way to benefit lots of, as you said, other people who are doing similar work with folks who are really facing a struggle.
Mm-hmm. Very much so. And you know, the Friends of Hawaii Charities is just a totally generous organization. So this creates an added resource for participating nonprofits to support the work that they do in the community. And for a small organization like HUGS, you know, we are a small grassroots type of organization, very dependent upon volunteers, very dependent upon community contributions to do our work.
And when the work is year-round, providing all kinds of services, I guess that's a lot of why it's important to have so much giving occur at the end of the year, why something like this is a good opportunity to take advantage of, because literally there are needs that will then stretch for the rest of the year, and they're going to have to get paid for. And their toys that you know, all these different support mechanisms require grease. You know, you gotta grease the wheel or it won't go around.
And you know, truly, I mean, our families, the public has been so generous to our families so that we are able to provide these activities on a year-round basis, on a monthly basis. Being a nonprofit and a small nonprofit, we have very limited staff, and we are dependent on the community contributions that we do get. We currently do not have any government funding, and as a result, we raise money throughout the year so that our kids can have a respite night. Our moms and dads can have their own nights. Our family dinners can happen every month. And you know, whether through Aloha for Hawaii Charities, you just go to the Friends of Hawaii Charities website or our hugslove.org website, and you can click on and make your contributions that way. You know, it's all about helping our families and our children have those things that help them through their long journey.
Are there other things that you need in addition to supporting you guys in this way at this time with donations? Anything in particular going on as we plug, as I give you information here? You can think about that for a moment as I give the information. info@hugslove.org is how to reach them by email. Again, that website that Joan just mentioned, hugslove.org, and 808-732-4846. Are there material supplies? You mentioned volunteers are always in demand. Anything on those notes that you think would be important to pass along when you have this opportunity?
Well, we do have you know, volunteers who are active with us throughout the year. We, in fact, do have volunteers. They total about 6,000 hours a year in their service to our, whether it's helping us plan events, organize, we have special training for volunteers who help us with our respite program because it's a one-to-one buddy type of thing for the evening. So there's a lot of volunteer support that we have.
Anything you need around the house?
Well, our house is actually 80 years old, or 90 years old, actually. And so we always need folks who'd be willing to come in and paint our interior or do some landscaping and such. This is a very historical home, and it's on us to do all the repairs.
On the landscaping note, It's nice grounds around it for families to play around, and there's trees. Yeah, and set the, can you paint a picture of what it's like?
Sure. You know, in this old home in Cayman Key, it was the former residence of one of the physicians at Liahi Hospital. And we have a large backyard that has a giant sandbox in it and a climbing structure. And when we have our kids over, our families over, the kids are in the sandbox, they're running around playing games, and you know, it's just an area that, because of its age, needs a lot of maintenance.
Are there trees?
There is one large mango tree, and that could use some trimming, actually.
There you go. That's the landscape.
Yeah. So it's one large mango tree, and the rest is just an open area. We have a, you know, one of those pole and tarp areas with some picnic benches underneath next to the house. And that's where we have our family dinners every month.
Outdoors.
Outdoors. Yeah. Rain or shine, outdoors.
Hawaii style.
Hawaii style.
And at HawaiiPublicRadio.org, we've got all the contact information for Hugs online, so you can get it there. Also hear the full segment with Joan Nagua, Executive Director, and find all of our other Helping Hand guests waiting for you there. Good luck with this, and as always, stay in touch. Thanks for doing what you're doing out there in the community. I appreciate it, and appreciate your time, Joan. Always good to see you.
Thank you very much. And on behalf of our families, we say happy holidays to all of your listeners. And I thank you, a big mahalo, for all your contributions that people make, whether it's $10 that'll help two kids come to our respite program, all the way up to the larger donations that'll help conduct our family dinners. A big mahalo for that.